one of the absolutely most beautiful prophecies ever said. The prophecy of Yirmi of Jeremiah in chapter 31 has also historically been probably the most misused and mistranslated verse in the entire Bible, to the extent that it actually became the basis of Christianity, who based their entire theology on this pasuk. But that shouldn't and cannot stop us from really understanding what this prophecy is really saying and really taking it to heart, especially as we'll see from the Ramban this time of year. Says the holy prophet Jeremiah, days are coming, says God. Hashem tells us that days are coming, and I will make with the house of Israel and the house of Judah bris chadosha, a new covenant. Bris chadosha means a new covenant. It does not mean a new testament, as they translated a new testament, a new religion. It doesn't mean that. It means a new covenant. As he continues, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers when I took them out of Egypt, which they did not keep, which they annulled that covenant, but rather this new covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, I will give my Torah bikirbam, I will give my Torah inside them, and I shall write it on the walls of their hearts. In other words, what Hashem is saying through Yirmiah is that when he gave us the Torah at Sinai, he gave it to us externally. And therefore, we, unfortunately, the Jewish people, didn't keep to the covenant. We sinned, and that caused the exile and the diaspora and everything else, etc., etc. But what Hashem is saying is that in the future, when he's going to give the Torah this new bris, this new type of covenant, Nasatis Terosi Bikirbam, I'm going to give my Torah in their kishkas. I'm going to give my Torah inside them, not just to their hands, not just to their minds, but Bikirbam in their kishkas, and I will write it, Valiba Mechtaven, I will write it on their heart. It's immeasurably deeper than saying that it's a new testament, a new religion, a new type of law, a new type of relationship. It's much deeper. What Hashem is saying, it's the same religion and the same relationship, but deeper. I'm going to give it inside them. You see, when you're in a relationship with someone, what makes that relationship always newer, to renew the relationship, is to make it deeper, to get that person deeper in your heart. A new covenant doesn't mean a new relationship, changing the relationship. It's to feel that person in you more, in your kishkas more, deepening, enhancing the love with that person. And the holy Ramban, Nachmanides, the Ramban says that this prophecy of Yirmiah and the deeper meaning of what it's saying is already written in this week's Parsha. In the Torah itself, it's already saying what Yirmiah is saying. You see, the parsha begins, Atem nitzavim hayom, that today Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to the Jewish people, today, Atem nitzavim hayom, you're standing here today, la'avrcha bebris, to put you in a covenant. Moshe, the 40th year in the desert, at the end of the Torah, in this week's parsha, we're about to enter the promised land. Moshe says, you're standing, Atem nitzavim hayom, you're standing here today, la'avrcha bebris, to come into the covenant with Hashem. And then there's a whole long, lots of verses where basically all these warnings that Hashem knows we're not going to stand by the covenant and we have worms in our heart and it's not going to stand. And this aggression cannot stand, man, and all the horrible things that are going to happen. But then we come to chapter 30, this week's parsha, the chapter 30, which is the first prophecy of the redemption. A whole chapter, it's a beautiful, the whole Perek Lamed is beautiful. It's the first nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu says about the future redemption of Mashiach. And in that future redemption of Mashiach in Pasuk Vav, it says, Umol Hashem Elokeches Levavcha. God will circumcise your heart. Umol Hashem Elokeches Levavcha. Hashem will circumcise your heart. It doesn't say that he's going to circumcise the foreskin of our heart, which it does say in chapter 10 in Akiv. It says he's going to circumcise the heart itself. And comes the Ramban and explains, what does that mean? He says, it's mamish what Yirmiyah was talking about this bris chadash, about the new covenant. It means that since the world was created, our heart is in such a way that it has free choice, and our heart is able to go after our eyes and the desires of this world. Our heart cannot be steady. Our hearts cannot be true to God. Our hearts by nature are in a constant hurricane with winds blowing it all over the place. But the Ramban is saying that when Mashiach comes, what God is telling us is that He's going to circumcise our heart. He's going to go inside our heart in the deepest way. A deepening of the love. He's going to enter our heart in the most profound way. Because until then, Hashem is only knocking on our heart. He's only knocking at the door of our heart. But as the great Baal Tshuva poet John Donne said, we want God to overthrow our heart, to make us new. Because although we labor to admit God, but to no end, our brain, our reason, is the only viceroy of God in us that tries to defend us, our brain, our mind, but it's held captive and proves weak and untrue. So we say to God, take me to you, imprison me, for I accept you, enthrall me, never shall be free, nor ever chaste, except you ravish me. And this time of year, the last Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah, we're standing right before Rosh Hashanah, which of course the Zohar says is the day every year that we again, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, we stand before God to enter a covenant every year again, Rosh Hashanah. And we try so hard to open up our hearts to the knocking of God, but what we beg Hashem, and what we need to beg Hashem, over the next few days and on Rosh Hashanah itself, is that He batters our hearts, that He circumcises our hearts and comes so deep into our hearts, more than we could bring on our own. And that will be an unshakable love, an unbreakable covenant for all of eternity with Mashiach. Good Shabbos.